Hi, I am Gopinath, Group Program Manager on the Visual Studio Release Management team. In this video, I am going to talk how to deploy to Azure using Release Management. Release Management is a DevOps feature set in both TFS and Team Services. And it allows you to set up continuous delivery all the way from code check-ins to production through various test environments. Today, we will talk about how to easily configure and deploy to Azure in Release Management. At Connect, we announced general availability of Release Management features in Visual Studio Team Services. And it is also available in Team Foundation Server 2017 for our on-premise customers. We are trying to make Visual Studio Team Services as the best DevOps toolset for Azure deployments. It is really simple to deploy Azure using Release Management in Visual Studio. Today, we will show you how to get started easily using all the built-in templates and the tasks that are available in build and release, get connected to Azure with single click, configure continuous delivery to Azure easily. Let me now show you how simple it is to configure an end-to-end pipeline for deploying applications to Azure more easily. So I am in my Visual Studio Team Services portal. I'm in the Code Hub. This is the web application that's already available. I'm now going to configure a build definition and a release definition and deploy it to Azure. I go to the Build Definitions tab, create new build definitions. As you can see in the new build definitions, we have templates available for various applications. Mine was ASP.NET web application. I'm going to choose the ASP.NET build. Click on Next. And I'm picking up the same code repository and the master branch that I'd shown you. Now, as soon as I create the template, by default, it'll create all the tasks with the right parameters that are set. I'm good to go. I don't need to change a single value in this. The build packages automatically creates the web packages that are needed for me to deploy. I'll save it. Let me name it as ContoSoHR. And my build definition is ready. Let me just queue the new build and take it from here. So I have a completed build that's available. The build is completed. Now I want to create release for it. From the build summary, I can click directly on create release to create a release definition. And again, I'll see the similar set of templates that are needed. I can create an Azure App Service, I can create a Service Fabric application, or I can create an empty application. In this particular case, I will pick up the App Service deployment, and it automatically figured out the source. Now the template by default creates the deployment task. This is the simplified web application task that we have. There are a few things that I would like to highlight in this. The first thing that you need for this task is you want to create an Azure subscription. That's the endpoint where you want to deploy to it. We made it super easy for everybody to create an Azure endpoint subscription. I just click on Add. It'll now automatically go figure out, based on the logged in user, all the available subscriptions on Azure for me. I will call it as My Dev Subscription, and that's it. My endpoint is now created. Now I'm good to go with this task. Now, based on the subscription, it'll automatically fetch all the parameters that are needed for this task so that I can enter them for the app service name. So now here are all the applications that are available in my Azure subscription that I can deploy. These are the web apps that are already created. For this particular perspective, I'll just pick up this web application, and just with that setting, I'm 100% configured to go to deploy. For advanced users, we have more parameters that are available. I can actually, you know, configure it as a web deploy. I can set additional parameters file. I can even take the application offline. For a simple scenarios, we don't need to do any of these. Now, if I want to clone another environment, I can just go ahead, create a new environment. This will be my production environment. and it'll automatically ask me, do you want to do automatic approval? You know, I don't, for now, I will just go ahead and keep the same settings. And the subscription that I want to use for my production is a different subscription. So if here it'll automatically show me all the Azure subscriptions that are available. The first one was the dev subscription. Now I will use the Azure app subscription. This is my primary, you know, production subscription, and I'll configure it. I'm good to go. I'll save this. I'll call it as Contoso HR CD, and that's it. I am done. As you have seen, we have a single-click Azure connection to deploy to Azure. Visual Studio RM has the best DevOps deployment experience for Azure. You can deploy applications to Azure using Visual Studio Team Services Release Management Portal, and you can configure the continuous delivery from the Azure portal as well. I'm now going to show you how to configure continuous delivery from the Azure portal. Here is an application that is already available in Azure portal. Now I'm just going to open this application. You will see a new item in the portal called continuous delivery. So using this, you can configure continuous delivery for every Azure web application. Now, what does continuous delivery give it to you? It gives you automated way of building, testing, and deploying to Azure. If needed, you can configure manual approvals as well. So essentially, you can deploy with confidence. Now, let me configure continuous delivery for this particular web application. So what I need to enter for this is just four simple steps. The first step, I would like to provide the source parameters where my source code is available for this application. We have support for Visual Studio Team Services, GitHub. For this demo, I will choose Visual Studio Team Services. As soon as I choose Visual Studio Team Services, based on the logged in identity, it will automatically show me all the accounts that are associated with my identity. No need to enter any username or password. I will just choose the account where my source code is available, and it'll give me the projects, it'll give me the repositories, and then I can choose the branch. That's it. My source is now configured. Next, I would like to set up the application framework type. This is what is used to generate the build. I have ASP.NET, ASP.NET Core as the options. Mine is ASP.NET application. And the next step is, if needed, I can even configure the test environment so that I can do all the load testing targeting this application. I will skip this for now. And the last step is publishing to production. We recommend the best practices in our Visual Studio tools for deploying Azure applications. We always recommend people using slots, deploy to the slot first, and then swap it back to the production. So you can configure a staging environment, and as part of that, you can use the existing slot that is already created, or you can even create a new slot and then deploy to the slot first, and then deploy to production as a swap. So for this particular step, I will take it as a staging slot, I will deploy to the staging slot, and then it'll automatically swap it to the production. With that four steps, my build definition, my release definition is completely configured for doing automated deployments to my Azure web application. Once the deployment is configured completely, I can clearly see the build definitions, release definitions, and the release details here. For example, here, I'm clicking the release definition. This is the release definition that just got created based on the configuration I have done from the Azure portal. We have deep links available, and you can actually from here see the build, you can see the code, you can see the work items that got added. So you can configure continuous delivery using Visual Studio Team Services or using Azure portal. We have the best integration story for DevOps deployment between Azure and release management. Hope the demo was helpful. If you have not used release management, give it a try for free by creating a Visual Studio Team Services account. Thank you for watching the video.